What he told me was fascinating, and soon I realized that Buddhism contained something magnificent. I started to visit the temples in Taipei. However, the monks I met in those temples just could not clearly explain Buddhism to an intellectual skeptic like myself. But of course, the monks are much better in teaching Buddhism today. Then I set my first sight on Shandaosu, which was a large temple in Taipei with a vast collection of sutras. During that period of time, the wide publication and circulation of Buddhist books was very rare. The monks at Shandaosu were extremely kind to me, as they allowed me to borrow many of the precious and rare sutras. This was a great help to me. Soon after, I started to learn Buddhism seriously. I was fortunate to meet Master Zhang Jia. He was a well-accomplished practitioner who taught and guided me in my study and practice. Just like Mr. Fong, he taught me 2 hours every week for 3 years until he passed away. I then went to Taichung to follow Mr. Bing Nong Li and started studying and practicing with him. Buddhism is a special kind of knowledge. It is not a religion. In order to derive real benefit from it, we have to understand its true nature. I have the utmost respect for Buddhism, and I believe Shakyamuni Buddha to be the foremost educator in the history of the world. He was just like Confucius in that he taught everyone tirelessly and without discrimination. Chapter 4. The Methodology and Symbolism of the Buddhist Educational System. The continuing education system for teachers was first established by Shakyamuni Buddha. Many of his students were well accomplished under his instruction. Every year, these students were assigned to teach at different places for 9 months. In India, the rainy season runs from mid-April to mid-July. Since it was inconvenient to travel and teach during those 3 months, all the students would come back to meet with Buddha, to receive additional teachings, and to learn from each other in class discussions. This was called the summer retreat, and it parallels what is currently known as continuing education for teachers. The modern continuing educational system is pretty much necessitated by the advancement in technology. However, 2,500 years ago, Buddha had already adopted this idea in bringing his students back for additional teachings. Buddhist teaching is full of artistic expressions. It was originally an education which combined what is equivalent to today's museum and school system. Therefore, the Su combined the traditional school, library, and museum. In ancient China, the traditional school system was not universal. Most students went to a Su to study because it usually had a complete collection of books, similar to today's library. The collections included not only sutras, but almost every kind of publication. The monks were familiar with Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, and ancient Chinese texts. They were capable of answering questions and were well-versed on various subjects. Consequently, Buddhist institutions began to take over the educational mission for China. Typical Buddhist buildings are expression of art which are called expressions of Buddhism. However, Buddha and Bodhisattva statues do not represent polytheism, the worship of more than one god. Each statue serves to inspire wisdom and awakening in each of us. They also represent certain aspects of Buddhism which remind practitioners of the particular topic of teaching. For example, Guanyin Bodhisattva, the most popular bodhisattva in China, represents infinite compassion. When we see this statue, it reminds us to apply compassion when dealing with the world, its people, and surroundings. However, people nowadays worship Guanyin Bodhisattva as a god and pray for the relief of suffering and to eliminate obstacles. This is a superstitious view and misconception because people forget the fact that the statues are expressions of concepts in Buddhism. Buddhist architecture is also an artistic expression, with the temple's main cultivation hall being similar to a large meeting or teaching hall. From the exterior, it appears to have two stories, but there is only one story inside. The external two stories represent absolute truth, the true face of life and the universe, and relative truth, worldly views still clouded with delusion. The interior single story illustrates that both are the same truth. To the deluded, the two appear distinct and different. However, to the enlightened, they are one and the same. In the center of the main cultivation hall, there are three statues, one Buddha and two bodhisattvas. Buddha represents the true nature of the universe and human life, which is called Buddha nature or true mind. Buddha is translated from Sanskrit and means someone who is totally enlightened. The Buddha statue represents our original enlightenment, and the Bodhisattva statues represent the application of our original enlightened mind. All the representations and applications are infinite and can be classified into two categories, wisdom and practice. For example, the Pure Land School pays respect to the Buddha and two Bodhisattvas of the Western Paradise. Amitabha Buddha represents the infinite enlightenment which is an intrinsic part of our nature. Bodhisattvas Guanyin and Dashijie respectively portray compassion with kindness and great wisdom. We should be compassionate and kind towards all beings. Our thoughts, views and behavior should be rational rather than emotional, for emotional behavior spells trouble. Therefore, we should not treat the Buddha and Bodhisattvas as gods. But will they help us? Yes, they will by providing us with the knowledge of how to protect ourselves from delusion, thereby obtaining release from suffering. As we learn the background of the artistic components in Buddhist architecture, music, and statues, we will gain an enriched experience by paying a visit to a traditional Buddhist temple. However, nowadays many people do not understand the meaning and teachings of Buddhism. They mistake the multi-representations of bodhisattvas as a sign of polytheism. What people fail to understand is the fact that the statues in Buddhism are teaching aids and not statues of gods. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas represent our nature and cultivation of virtue. We have infinite capabilities within our true nature that cannot be expressed by just one single term. Therefore, we have multiple representations. For instance, A capable person today may have many titles on his business cards to show his positions and accomplishments. The Buddha and Bodhisattvas are actually representations of the nature within ourselves. Buddha is in our true nature of mind, and the Bodhisattvas in our virtue of cultivation. We all possess these qualities. Not until we come to realize the meaning of Buddhist symbolism will we appreciate the sophistication and completeness of its education. Typical Sur buildings are rare today. The first hall of a Sur is the Hall of Heavenly Guardians, also known as Dharma Protectors. Situated in the center of the hall, facing the front door, is Milu Pusa, who was represented by the image of the historical monk Budai. Milu Pusa has a big smile, which conveys the idea that in order to truly learn Buddhism, one should learn to be cheerful and courteous to all. He also has a huge belly, which represents fairness, flexibility, impartiality, patience, and tolerance. Standing beside Milu Pusa are the four heavenly guardians or Dharma protectors. They are symbolic guardians of the practitioners of the Buddhist way. Whom do they protect? They protect us by reminding us to educate ourselves and to safeguard the proper knowledge which we should learn. Each guardian portrays a different aspect of thought or action. The Eastern Dharma protector, holding a lute, symbolizes responsibility and safeguards the territory, which means that all of us are responsible for ourselves, our family, society, and the country as a whole. If each of us performs our duties well, fulfilling our obligations, we support each other and ourselves as well. The Southern Dharma protector, holding a sword, symbolizes progress and teaches us diligence. He emphasizes the importance of constantly cultivating and advancing our virtue, wisdom, knowledge, and to improve performance in ourselves and our duties. This is similar to Confucian ideas of daily self-improvement. The Western Dharma protector, holding a dragon or snake, symbolizes comprehensive vision and knowledge gained through exposure to the world. He represents the need to open our eyes to observe nature and man, to refine what we see and learn, and to distinguish good from ill. The Northern Dharma protector, holding an umbrella, symbolizes comprehensive study and learning. Both teach ways of practice and how to achieve the goals in responsibility, fulfillment, and self-improvement. As the ancient Chinese have said, to read 10,000 books and to travel 10,000 miles. We read to gain more knowledge and travel to observe more effectively. We will then be able to improve ourselves and to perform our duties most effectively. Today, people visit the Hall of Dharma Protectors to burn incense, to prostrate, to offer flowers and fruit, praying for protection and safety. This is totally wrong. All the facilities, images of Buddha and Bodhisattvas, and any offerings made are teaching tools designed to inspire our mind and wisdom. They also serve to remind us of the importance of being enlightened instead of deluded, virtuous instead of deviated, pure instead of polluted. These are the three principles of Buddhist teaching and practice. The ways in practicing Buddhism are numerous, 84,000 in total.